Is there any particular audience feedback that you would like to respond to?
I think one of the more significant feedbacks, generally speaking, is that people, after watching the show, they express that they are surprised. I mean, it's a pleasant surprise, though. They are surprised that the play worked. In the sense that, okay, so you are gathering 12 Singaporean actors, you know, and they're speaking Mandarin, but this is an American play. You know, the context is America. Yes, sure, I have taken out the very specific American context. No, I did not even mention the word America. And also, I just said it in a kind of a metropolitan city. It could be anywhere. No, but the style, the aesthetic is a little bit Western. You know, the suits and everything, the design of the building. So, but the audience, yeah, what they told us is that they're surprised that it worked. They stopped questioning. You know, like, these people, are they American Chinese? Why are they speaking Mandarin? You know, who are they? Where are they? And all. So they stopped questioning that, and they just accepted the play as a kind of a world of its own. And that is what I aim to create, basically, a world of its own, right? When you are coherent and consistent with the things that you choose on stage, you know, the audience will buy it, for want of a better word, right? There is always this consensus in the theatre. So anyway, that was the feedback. And actually, my response is that, well, I'm grateful that the audience appreciated it, but the thing that makes me think is that actually this is not original. I did not invent this way of doing the plays. You know, in China, I think like maybe 20, 30 years ago, people are already doing it. And I'm sure, you know, the same has been done in Taiwan and in Hong Kong. Even nowadays, you watch the Hong Kong repertory, they have been doing that, and 12 Angry Men is in their fourth restaging already. You know, so what I sort of gather, not conclude, but what I gather is that, okay, Singapore, we really watch too little theatre, too little drama, or maybe not wide enough the selection, you know, even from our local productions, you know, such that I think there exists a generation of young practitioners who have not seen this kind of thing, you know. I'm privileged to have grown up seeing that, because, you know, like with theatre practice, or when Guo Baokun was alive, they did a lot of that. You know, and recent years, they did less of that. And slowly, and also why 9 years did we want to do that? Because there's a gap, there's a lack already. Yeah. So you can see that there is actually a generation of young practitioners who have never seen this. And it's quite worrying. You know, you should have the opportunities to see all kinds of play. Yeah. So that is one feedback that really is very significant for me.